That's why this is here too.
Pee?
Oh, for the plosives. I thought you were talking about like a padded toilet.
Really? That's what you were talking about.
I was like, no, it's...
No, that's something else.
See how far back you can get and still hit it. My friend Jerry can piss 8 feet. There's a movie. I don't know what movie that is, but it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in a movie.
I don't think I know that one.
I hope somebody does. They can write in. How do you write into this podcast?
You
text us?
Just, yeah, find us on the Twitter. We don't have a Twitter.
Twitter doesn't exist.
No. Email us. We could probably send us a fax.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
fax us would be preferred method,
I think
contact.
The way I like to be contacted is if you could tell Scott Dealey and he'll tell us.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
That's the preferred way I'd like to be contacted.
Yeah. All right, so technical difficulties are gone. This is between two sheets.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't... Season 3, version 2. Episode number 2. It's Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day. Merry Christmas.
Is it Boxing Day?
Yeah.
It is. Oh my God, it is.
It is.
Yes. Wow. And I went to work. I could have stayed home.
Well,
man,
we're in the wrong country for Boxing Day to be celebrated.
Of course enough. There's only 5 people at work. I could have stayed home.
Yeah.
Nobody worked out this morning?
Well, I mean, a couple of the usuals.
I wouldn't have worked out today because I needed to get out of my house.
Oh. Yeah, you got a full house for the holidays.
You do. It's going to get more full.
How many square feet is your house?
Lord, I don't know.
And how many people do you have coming tomorrow?
There will be 19 people.
19.
19 people.
So everybody gets about 10 square feet to themselves.
Well, in the basement. At least
and
there's
the basement,
two levels.
Yes. I think it's more than 1,900 square feet.
Too. I think it is. Yeah. And then we have two of our dogs. And then, so our dogs are, how big are our dogs? Mid-sized dogs?
Yeah,
they're large.
30 to 50 pounds probably. Yeah. Phoebe's probably not very heavy. I feel like she's not a heavy dog.
She's getting heavier. But then my sister brought her Great Dane.
That's a big dog.
Senior Great Dane.
Riggy?
And he is so very old and also wants to sit on everyone's lap. So he'll back into them to try to sit on their lap when they're sitting on the couch. And then my mom and dad's little Yorkie. So it's a very full house. The Yorkie we caught on top of the table stealing a grilled cheese today.
Oh no.
Yeah. Did you beat him?
No, we didn't really know how to react. It was sort of a surprising situation to be in.
Yeah.
Spank him.
He probably doesn't feel very good after eating it, so.
He'll learn.
No, he won't.
No, never.
No, he won't. So yeah, it was a very, very busy Christmas, and it'll be more busy tomorrow. The rest of Christmas happens tomorrow. And you're home alone.
I am home alone, yes. My wife is in Colorado with her dad and her sister, and I was on dog duty.
Yeah.
I was going to go home tomorrow,
yeah,
but I forgot to get my dog's rabies shots updated. So that's on me. That's my own fault. I was a year behind.
Well, if you need help.
Getting them their rabies shots?
Taking care of them wanted to go home.
No, no, I'll stay down here.
Okay.
It's okay.
You can borrow our papers.
Yeah?
Yep.
You got extras?
I think Anya has her rabies shots. I'll just give you her papers.
That's funny. If you don't know that mysterious voice, first off, I'm Nolan. Like, I'm always here. We got Beth.
Hello.
The new host. And Chris Douglas is our guest today. Chris, how's it going?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good morning. It's
2:30
in the afternoon.
I'm ready for bed.
Oh, sure. Good evening, then.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, Chris,
good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I've been up for
episode 2.
I don't even know what time it is.
Signing off.
Is there a clock around here? What time is it?
It is 2:30. 2:25. 25 after 2.
Yeah. Yeah, been up for 12 hours. I was ready for beer at 8 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, good.
Same.
It's been a long day.
It's the holidays.
It is the holidays.
It's Monday.
It is funny that we don't have, any curling events over the holidays.
Well, see, and I always push to have, our league night if it fell on, a New Year's Day. Obviously, Christmas, you're not going to do anything, but New Year's Day, nobody else does anything. We could do, early draws.
Yeah.
Everything's closed. I think it would be fun to get people down here and hang out, but nobody ever wanted to do that. So
it'd be super fun to do like a family and friends thing for the holidays.
Maybe
how my sister came in, we could do a fake Bonspiel or whatever.
Between That'd two cool. sheets, maybe we should host one next year.
Rock the New Year.
Yeah. We could do a live podcast and just have people come on every time they wanted to switch guests.
Yeah, we could do that. Just set up a mic and have it ready to go.
That kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll do that.
That'd be cool.
We'll get it ready.
Okay.
You say next year, in 5
days?
Yeah,
do we want it in 5 days, or do we want to do it?
Can you take a mic down on the ice?
We could.
Like portable things?
We were talking about we should get lapel mics.
Yeah.
You're going to mic us up while we're curling.
I don't know about lapel mics, but definitely those mics that you kind of clip on your shirt.
Lavalier mics.
Lavalier, that's what I meant. Yeah.
They clip them to your lapel, though.
So they go by both?
Well, you could call him. I don't think there's a wrong name.
Fair.
I wouldn't call him a stick mic because there's not a stick mic.
Good point. This might be the worst episode so far of our two. We're really getting into the nitty gritty of the details.
It's going to be good.
Between Two Sheets hosting a Bon Spiel event, fun day, sounds really fun. We, Clay and I were also talking again about a mixed doubles night and trying to figure out who would play, and that would be a fun thing to do on a...
Do we have enough to do it mixed? I think we probably could. We could weasel something out.
That was a long pause. I think you just have to start and see.
I can edit that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you just have to start and see. Clay was trying to figure out if we had enough to do a whole event, and I was like, why don't we just have a night where people can practice
just
it?
Just kind of an open
night.
It's
hard.
Yeah, there's and a lot of different rules, too.
Yeah.
With the rock placement and things like that. Have you ever done mixed doubles? You ever done doubles?
I haven't done shit.
Chris
I'm trying to figure
Chris
out what mixed
sweep.
Doubles is. It sounds like it's a mix of two different types of people.
Two different
genders
yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's only two on the team. Doubles, yes.
Oh, so... Well, how does that work?
Well, so the person shooting sometimes will follow their rock and sweep their rock also. Or the skip will run down and sweep it.
Or they don't even hold the broom. Like in the like the professionals, obviously.
They won't
they
even hold the
broom. Necessarily, yeah.
Yeah.
So then it would be like, it would be Anya and I against...
Clay and I. Or Nolan and I.
Just,
or whoever.
It would just be... Really?
Just two. Yep.
Wow.
You throw less rocks.
Still, oh, okay. Okay.
And
you
there's rocks,
rocks
in play already.
Yep. It's a really different thing.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool.
It's fun to watch,
it
too.
Is. It's really? A little more fast-paced, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why and, not? Like, you have to get more... You can't just set up guards and play. You have to kind of get aggressive and score because of the preset rocks, and it's fun.
How
it's
are
fun
the rocks preset?
So you have a Who center guard, and then you put one at the back of the forefoot. Top of the forefoot. I can't remember now.
And how many do you throw? Like, two each
Six,
or three?
Six or five. I have to look up the rules now. It's been so long since I've played.
Well, that sounds
three
super
per
cool.
person, because there's two in.
Yeah.
Or no?
No, I think it's only five.
Yeah.
Six rocks in play, five throwing.
Five for the whole team.
I think so.
Yep.
And does that sound right?
Yep. One person throws two, the other throws three.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah. We did it at the Mighty Mallard last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did a normal game, we did a doubles game, and then a skins game. So we played three different kinds of curling games.
What's skins?
Like in golf, you know, if you win the hole, you get the skin. It's usually for money.
Oh, okay.
In curling, it's the same thing. But if you have hammer, you have to score two.
Bless you.
Or else the skin pushes. But if you don't have hammer and you steal, then you get the skin.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. There's a lot of different strategy. You have to set the end up properly
yeah.
to score two
yep.
to get the skin.
That sounds fun. You should
yeah.
do it.
It's a lot of fun. $1,000 an end?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell Anya that. She'd probably be down for it. And she'd probably take all your money.
We need to get a sponsor. Take all your money. Sponsor
Anya.
For that.
Anya's pretty good at that stuff.
She is. She's pretty good at that.
Yeah.
How long have you been curling now, Chris?
Yeah, let's get into talking about
Chris. Oh, wait,
about
Chris. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, introduce yourself first.
I am Chris Douglas. First time on Between Two Sheets.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Have you ever listened?
I have not. I've never been on a podcast. I have no idea what a podcast is.
This is the podcast cherry.
Yeah.
I was thinking of all of the people that we know. I would have thought you would have been on a podcast before.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with everything you do with hockey and... Olympics
yeah.
and
I don't know. Typically, if anyone asked me to do some type of interview, I'd tell them to f off. But am I allowed to cuss on this or no?
Yeah, I don't think I marked the last one explicit, but I'll mark this one explicit.
I don't think we swore that much in the last one.
Right,
not that I recall.
I tell people to get lost because I'm not a fan of like news or any type of journalist asking me questions. Only because they mix stuff up. I'm not a fan of that. But anyway, this is cool. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Beth alluded to it a little bit. You do a lot of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah. But this is a curling podcast.
Stuff
we'll talk
stuff.
About
curling.
A little bit about everything, but let's get to know Chris Douglas a little bit. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised out of Florida.
Florida man.
Yep. Florida, just south of Orlando. I never thought I'd ever leave Florida. Until it just got a little too crazy for me and I needed a new start. So did Anya. So one of our hockey trips, we were done in Montreal for the end of the hockey season. We beat Canada, which is cool. But then instead of our flights going back to Florida, we had them drop us off here. Anya's dad, so my wife, he lives here in Minot. So we were going to stay with him for a few months, save some money, find a place in Wyoming. that never happened. We met some really cool people here in Minot and decided to stay. Bought a house, playing hockey all over the place, getting involved with Prairie Grit, and then curling here the last, what, 2 years? Maybe three?
2 or 3 years,
yeah. This might be our third season, and it's been, I mean, shit, if you were to ask me if I were curling ever, I actually didn't know what it was until this recent Olympics.
Yeah.
In Beijing.
Yeah.
And we saw it on, yeah, we saw it on TV, and we're like, oh, that's cool, let's go bowling. And that was our version of curling for that time. But, yeah, here we are. We're never going to leave, and I think curling is going to be my next big sport that I try and pick up.
What year did you guys move to Minot? How long have you been here?
March of 2018.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a while now, yeah.
Yeah. 7 or 8 years?
6, 7, 8. Yeah, it is 26, isn't it? Going to be 26. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
I don't know what year it was.
Coming I know.
Yeah. So, right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. My traveling days with hockey is coming to an end, and curling is for sure going to be my next winter sport.
Yeah?
Yep.
Not ice fishing?
You know?
Can you sit still that long?
What's that?
Can you sit still that long?
Oh, yeah. I drink plenty of beer.
That's true, yeah.
I'll get hammered fishing. I think it's pretty cool. I've only gone ice fishing a couple times, but same thing, like winter sports, always on the road, so it's hard for me to pick up any hobbies or do anything in the wintertime just because typically out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And a Paralympian.
Yeah.
Hockey player. You're not a Paralympian yet.
I'm working on it.
You're sort of glossing over your pro.
Working on it. I've been involved with Team USA for, I think this is my 12th year on the team, 14 years in the program. So I was on the development team for a couple years.
For sled hockey.
For sled hockey, yep.
Paralympic hockey. This is my kind of my last shot to get to the Paralympics. So at the moment, I'm not technically a Paralympian because I've never made it. But I have been on the team for freaking ever. So
yeah, Team USA hopefully, for sure.
You've hopefully done the we world championships and stuff, though.
Oh, yeah. Been to 7 or 8 world championships. We've won 5 of them. I got 2 silvers. And then I probably have 20 smaller championship, you know, it's bragging rights, but I guess they are a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah. First place is first place.
Yeah. Blue ribbons.
My name's on that plaque 3 times, and I talk about it like I'm an Olympian, but I've just won City League. So
he'll reference this many times throughout the podcast, but the City League champion board that lays behind us.
Yeah. This is why I sit here so I can look at it. So if I ever just trail off. So sled hockey, being from Florida, how did you get involved in that? Because obviously Florida's a warm state. There's not a lot of ice there. Hockey's getting bigger with the Panthers and the Lightning being a little bit more successful over the last, I don't know, however many years.
6, 7 years, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I was volunteering at a camp for kids with disabilities. It's called Camp Boggy Creek. I was there for, it was a family weekend. I think it was spina bifida. And there was a parent there who ran a program at a Cocoa Beach for sled hockey, and he saw that I was disabled, he saw I was fit, so he come up and he asked, he's like, we're looking for, you know, athletes for our sled program. I'm like, I don't know what that is, but yeah, sure, I'll give it a shot, whatever. And about a month later, I caught up with them. They put me in their program sled, which is just, you know, a bunch of crap they have laying around, donated stuff. Mm-hmm. And the gear was also donated, and it was disgusting.
Oh,
and
no.
It was
like the gloves and everything.
The gloves, the pads, the jersey, the helmet, everything was mold was growing on it for sure. And I think that was probably the best part of it was the mold. Yeah, it was pretty gross. And for me, that was my first experience on the ice. I didn't really know shit about hockey. I always tell everyone, you know, Happy Gilmore was about as hockey as I got at that time. And, yeah, I thought it was nice. I'm like, it's super hot outside. I get to hang out in an ice rink. This is cool. I should do this more often. And that was March of 2011. I only got to skate for about a month before the season was done. So it was March of 2011. And then during the summer, I was like, can I borrow a sled and take back to St. Cloud and use it for the summer so I don't have to quit? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So I skated once a week, and then I was somewhat ready for the next season. And then I went to USA tryouts that very next season. So 2012 is when I went to USA tryouts and made a spot on the development team. And then, yeah.
So you picked it up quick then.
I was fast in a straight line. I couldn't turn, so I just kind of hit the boards. And yeah, I was unusually fast, so I was able to chase people down. And then all I had to do was hit them. It's all full contact, which is, it's crazy when you think about it. Disabled sports. It's like rugby, you know, the wheelchair rugby, except it's all ice and everyone is, now it's getting to the point where if you know, the people who are least disabled are the ones who are doing the best. So now it's kind of turning out to be, you know, some of it's not cool because it is made for disabled people, but the ones who are least disabled are the ones who are getting to do all the cool shit. So, you know, there's that. But yeah, we just beat the piss out of each other, and it's fun.
That's kind of how wheelchair basketball also looks, though. It looks a lot more violent.
You know, I've tried the wheelchair basketball. I don't have a wheelchair, and I'm fast in a wheelchair, but if you put a basketball in my hands, I'm sending it over the backboards. And everyone knows I play hockey because I cannot play basketball for shit.
And now curling on very different kind of ice and needing some very different skills. Has it challenged you in a different way?
I think curling is equally as difficult as hockey or anything else. I mean, everything is difficult. You just, you know, you have to put in time. I've yet to figure out the right strategy. Mm-hmm. Like there are times where, you know, I'm skipped for my team. There are times where I should send a rock just to kind of bust the house up. And then I'm trying to be sneaky and squeeze one in there. And I miss a shot, and then, you know, we lose 10-1. So I have to figure that part out. You know, when should I take everything out and when should I try and be sneaky? And it's super difficult.
Yeah. When I tell people about curling, the first thing I always say is, like, it's not natural movements either for most people to throw a curling stone or to sweep or to think about how a curling stone should move. It's not, you have to learn it all.
It's very intricate. And I was going to say, like, obviously an athletic guy, have you found, you said the strategy is the hardest part. I'm trying to get the question out. I don't know how to word it.
It's super, it's super different for me because even like, I think it was today, I was thinking about, you know, what if I were to try and push off from the hack like everyone else, you know, I'd have to have a slider. What would I do once I got out close to the hog line? I'd kind of be stuck out there. So for me, I just stand there with one of those sticks. What do you call a stick? Is it just stick?
A stick. Yep. Delivery stick.
Yep. Yeah.
Throwing stick. Just, curling stick. Yep.
I stand up there with a stick and then I just kind of send it and hope for the best. For me, I don't really sweep. You know, I might sweep to get a stone through the house when I'm standing down there. You know, it's a little bit different for me, but it's super fun. And it's just one extra thing I have to figure out, you know, compared to everyone else. Because then, you know, my team, I can't sweep for my team. So,
yeah,
you know, there's that too.
Plus the concept of figuring out what shot to throw in.
Yeah.
It's such a mind.
Oh, for sure. I think it's just as much of a mind game as it is being physically able to sweep and throw and have the right weight and everything else.
That's where you see, you know, some of the older club members who've been curling for 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
And they'll use a delivery stick and they might not sweep much and they'll just kick your ass the entire time. And they know what to do. And that's half the battle, I think, which is why, and Clay and I were talking about this, I don't ever feel the need or want to skip. That's not something I like. Oh, I can't wait till I can skip. I want to be a soldier on the team. I don't want to be in charge of any of it.
It's not my favorite position to play. I like throwing third.
Yeah.
I was thinking earlier this week, what is today, Friday? So we played Monday. Mm-hmm. And then our team is anything but last, and we haven't won anything. So we're for sure possibly going to be last this year.
It's only week four of this next week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got time.
Yeah.
Week three, technically, I think.
Yeah, because exhibition week. You're okay.
I don't know. We'll see. But I was like, man, why can't I just throw first? Like, why do I have to be a skip? This is bullshit. I don't want to do this. Because it is, you know, trying to figure out my team plus, you know, trying to figure out myself. You know, we're just kind of, I'm the skip only because I can't sweep.
Right.
So it's just, it makes sense for me to just stand down there most of the time.
You could throw lead stones and then just go hold the broom.
Yeah,
that's what Nolan did that a couple times this year. Yeah.
I could. I don't know what the rules are, and I don't know how many people would be upset if...
Nobody. That's allowed. Okay. As long as you throw the same position for the whole game.
Yeah, because last week you threw third.
Last week I skipped. I threw skip stones last week.
No, Dave did for our team.
Oh, yeah, for our team. Sorry, for my Wednesday team.
For your Wednesday team you did, but for Monday you threw...
Yeah, I threw third.
But he held the broom the rest of the time.
Yep.
So...
Because his back hurts, so he can't
sweep.
So
third... So you throw third, but then you hold the broom.
Mm-hmm.
And he's thrown first and held the broom, too. Yep.
Oh, like I could throw any position.
Yep.
You just have to throw the same.
As long as you throw those same two stones.
Really?
Yep.
Mm.
See, and Clay was talking about, because on their team, City Champ team, the Drill Chem team, they are, their lead, they're asking him to skip. And I haven't talked to Travis about how he feels about that. That would be a good episode.
That would be.
But in my head, and I'm throwing lead for our Monday team this year, which is really different. For me... Even though I'm a pretty new curler, I don't have any interest in skipping, really. Like, I think that's such a mental thing of who wants to do it and why. And
I don't know, from my curling experience, because I've been doing it for a long time, it's mm-hmm. it's a lot of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to play ahead of the game, right?
Yeah. That's also
why. And you probably learned that for the time that you've been skipping. It's like, you can't just decide what shot you're going to throw at that point. You have to kind of set them up down the way.
Well, then you got you know, if you skip with your wife and she's busting your balls for not thinking faster than 5 seconds. So now I'm slightly groomed to just say, send the stone and let's get this done. Because that's
a big part of it, though,
wants to go.
Too, right? Is skipping and then who you talk to or how you just, like, because it's a team choice. Ultimately, it's who's throwing. And then if somebody sees something different... I think that's what's really interesting on our Monday team is because the three guys that I'm curling with now have curled together and separately for a lot longer than I have, so I kind of just don't say anything. Where last year on that team, I said a little bit more because the dynamic was different. But then on my Wednesday night team with Ben Kramer, we talk about every shot too much, and we talk about every single one and just make sure that we both like it every time.
Find the fine line of being quick and, you know, not taking too long.
Yeah, you don't ever want to be the slowest on the ice.
No,
yeah.
And then it's what shot you want versus what shot they think they can make,
mm-hmm.
or you think you can make. So,
our team, we're just a bunch of happy little accidents anytime we send stones. So, I don't know. I think it is a lot. I don't know if we're competitive, but I think when it comes down to like a Bonspiel, even then we'd still be having fun. The fact that we don't take it too seriously, like mm-hmm. we're just here for a good time, mm-hmm. and it's hard because we want to be competitive. No one wants to lose, but I don't know, finding the balance, I guess. I think it's fun.
Now, in your few years here at the Minot Club, what's kind of been some of your favorite parts of curling? Like, was it kind of what you expected would be something you really liked, or is there some different aspects of the game that have really changed your mind about what you enjoy?
Beer selection.
Favorite parts of curling the last couple of years, definitely the wife dancing on the bar. On top of that, not coming in last, and for sure, you know, it's definitely a sport that I'm going to do forever. Like this, I'm not getting smashed into the hockey board, so it's pretty nice. I think it's one of those that no matter how long I do it, I'm always going to be learning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think trying not to get too technical is probably the biggest lesson for me. You know,
you watch
the Olympic guys and how they're doing all this cool shit. And it's like, nah, just, you know, some of those are cool, but leave those to the Olympian The Olympian teams.
Well, it's a lot easier on that ice, too.
Yeah, that's true. Because
it's on perfect
over
ice.
There or here?
No, on, like, Olympic ice.
Oh, I thought
like,
this ice here is pretty good.
We have great ice. I'm not ragging on our ice by no means. Like, we have very good ice for what we work with. Yeah. But that's, like,
perfect.
As perfect as it gets.
Yeah. No, it's, I think keeping it simple is probably the best part for me.
Hello? Are you supposed to wake up?
It's potential spam.
Oh.
Yeah.
I only get 20 of those a day.
Yeah.
You know, watching it on TV too versus we went to the Brier a few years ago in Canada to watch some of that professional curling in person. And I think that is almost sort of makes it even more approachable because you still see missed shots and because it's not the highlights of the game that are being shown on TV. It's everything. And you get to see, you know, how perfect the ice is and how much time they put into it and then everything they worry about. And yeah, it's really fun. I'm excited for the Olympics this year. I just saw my first Olympic ad to be able to watch some of that.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, for if I were to pick this up as a disabled sport, I have to get a wheelchair, which I don't have. I would have to go to, what do they call it, team trials, whatever it is.
Yep.
Everyone throws, and there's no sweeping at all. So I I should be in a chair every time I curl here, but
to practice.
Yeah, just to get the hang of it. But I feel like every time I stand up there, I give it just a little bit extra oomph when I shouldn't. And if I was in a chair, I would have, you know, the same routine, the same distance. Like I'd have everything marked of, you know, doing this, doing that. I should be doing that.
Yeah, there's a whole half of your body you wouldn't have to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about where I'm standing, how I'm standing.
If you're going
to
fall over.
How I'm holding the stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting in the chair, there's kind of only one way to really hold the stick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you could go this way or underneath.
I think it's most of them.
I think most of them could go underneath, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, same. It goes right back to just keeping it simple. Like having the most basic routine to where you have the stone landing in the same spot all the time.
Which is the same as like how I would deliver a stone, right? Like you want to make sure you're doing the same delivery and just controlling your speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a wheelchair curler who curls on Monday nights as well. Mostly he chirps.
Yeah, I was gonna say, would you call it curling?
He does throw, but Ben mostly just chirps
wheelchair
everybody
Ben.
Else.
Wheelchair Ben.
Shithead. Slacker, sleeps until noon, doesn't do shit.
No, he's got a new job now.
He does. He called me at 8 a.m. this morning. I'm like, what are you doing awake?
Yeah,
he's like, I'm always awake.
Surprising.
I'm like, no, you're not.
You're never awake.
He's never awake.
Yeah. He hasn't gone to bed yet. But no, he's good. So him and I, we've always talked about starting a wheelchair like traveling team.
Yeah.
We head over to Minnesota for a couple Bonspiels, whatever.
Minnesota.
Or wheelchair curling.
North of the border. Like, it's big.
Yeah, everywhere. We go anywhere. But, yeah, I need a chair. And then we need two other players. You know, I don't know if doubles are a thing for disabled, but from what I gather, for the Paralympics, wheelchair curling, I want to say there's four males and one female. And I think that they take five players total to the Paralympics or any national tournament. And the female has to be on the ice each match.
Mm-hmm.
So one guy is alternating whoever that may be.
Hmm.
Yeah. For the mixed side, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure from what. So I roomed with a guy. Forgot his name. Don't ask.
Oh, no.
I roomed with a guy in New York.
What was his name?
Super cool guy.
Apparently. Very memorable.
I think he's either on the U.S. team or he's one of the like alternates that, you know, up and coming, whatever it is. But we were at a Team USA event. I roomed with him and I learned quite a bit. And he told me that there's only, you know, there might be 10 people in the whole country that are kind of in the running for being on the team.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah, like there's not a whole lot of athletes for it.
That's what I was going to ask, like how the selection process is for that, because obviously, like where I'm from, there's a lot more people, right? Like there's a lot more wheelchair curlers, because curling is a bigger
more
sport. There's not a lot more people, obviously. There's more people in California than Canada. So they can, like, make their teams curl and play down for it. But here, you said it's, like, a camp, and they take the best, the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I want to say it's at a, it's either Denver or Colorado Springs. Yeah, it's got to be Denver. Somewhere in Denver is where they have
Coyotes Curling Club, the or whatever team. It is out there, yep. Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's like, there's not a whole lot of athletes that try out for it. So, and I feel I'm assuming they know who they're going to take, right? Like, yeah. they have their four or five guys that are top of the line all the time.
Right.
So, yeah, I just gotta start hanging out with them and figure some shit out. I think, from what I gather, to try out, you have to, there's a couple shots where they tell you to put a stone in a certain area, and you have to get it there. So there's probably like 10 different shots that they, you know, different parts of the ice where they tell you, you know, put the stone here. And then from there, then it's just making the team and playing as a team.
All right.
But they told me, when you show up, make sure you're in a chair. Because I asked that question too. I'm like, can I just walk around and sit in a chair whenever it's my time? And like, some countries do that. He's like, don't do it. He's like, just come through the door in a chair. I said, okay.
So I was going to ask, because you've obviously talked to people about it and have looked into it a little bit. And when it comes to Paralympics, like, there's different events based on, like, the disability or, like, the level of whatever the disability is. Like, yes. A lot of the blind stuff, you got to be a certain
yep.
level. Is there a certain criteria for wheelchair curling, or is it just the chair itself? And for sled hockey, even. Like, I've always kind of been curious about, like, if there's a criteria to what...
So, Paralympics, everything has to be some type of physical ailment.
Right.
You know, they do have, like, downhill skiing. They do have blind... blind hockey is not in the Paralympics, but it is, like, it's an up-and-coming. It's pretty cool. It's super fun to watch.
It's got the beeper in the puck, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got a big bell.
Yeah.
Like, the it's super crazy. Cool.
They do, like, soccer so and cool. stuff, too. Yeah. And volleyball. I think I've seen volleyball.
Volleyball?
Or some sort of, like, handball or something.
It's handball, yeah. Something yeah. In the summer sports, yeah.
It's
so
cool.
Winter sports, there's only five sports, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, for wheelchair curling, you have to be in a chair
right.
to curl. And whoever is up to throw, their teammate is right behind them in a chair, and they're holding to make sure that chair doesn't slip
slide.
Down. Yeah, because then I'm like, well, can I just have a shitty chair from Walmart, or do I have to have a fancy chair, or do I have to have fancy snow tires, or, like, you know.
Yeah.
What's, yeah, I don't know jack squat about it, so it's going to be a while for me to figure that out, but Paralympics, it's for hockey, it's, you know, a lot of military guys, a lot of amputees, you know, bodies that are, even though they're missing a limb, they don't have nerve damage, they don't have, you know, bone injuries, they don't have anything that they were, you know, essentially born with. Those are going to be the better athletes. Guys who have spinal injuries or some type of accident throughout their life where they've lost function, some part of their body, they're not going to do as well. They're going to do good, but definitely not as well as, let's say, like a wounded warrior, you know, someone who's just missing a foot.
Right.
I don't know the selection process. I've always been told that wheelchair curling, they want super disabled guys. And I don't know if that's bullshit or not, but I'm pretty sure they're saying that because you have to be in a chair.
Right.
Sure.
So they're not going to want me if I'm just walking around and, you know, am I disabled enough? And then, so, like, what is it, cross-country skiing or biathlon or whatever the Paralympic version of that is? They do it, I don't know if it's a point system. I don't know how they do it, but if you're the least disabled, they start, they get held back a little bit. So sure. It's almost like they're set up to lose. So they let
so it's tiered.
Yep.
Or, like, flighted almost.
So they try to time it to where...
Like, weight it differently, kind of.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. if I'm doing the cross-country skiing as a Paralympian, if someone is more disabled than I am and they're not very fast, they're going to give them, like, a two-minute head start, and then I have to catch them so that when we get to the finish line, it's close.
Right.
I don't really agree with that. You know, it's
imperfect system, I suppose. Yeah, there isn't like a.
I definitely get if you're disabled, you know, they want to make it better chances for you to, you know, to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it's not straight up, you know, I think it's kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas hockey, it's straight up. You
yeah.
figure it out, or so. Like I want to say wheelchair basketball. They do a point system to where, let's say, I'm not very disabled and I'm very fast and physical, whatever. I would be a 5.
Mm-hmm.
If someone like Ben, someone in a wheelchair who can't really move, he might be a 2 or 3. And so at a certain time, you can't have more than, you know, let's say like 15 or 20 or whatever the number is.
Well, you can only have like so many points on the
yep.
court or whatever.
But then I don't agree with that, because if you have one guy who can skate around everyone who's not very disabled and then just racking up points around extra disabled guys, I don't know. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around it, but
yeah.
All those different things you have to think about.
It's an interesting thing to look into.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was excited to have you on, because I was going to pick your brain about a bunch of this stuff. And...
Well, because then it comes down to, you know, it's disabled sports made for disabled people, but the least disabled are the ones who are
doing the best.
Yeah. So it's
yeah.
where do you draw the line?
Right.
Of, you know, how do we make this work?
But right.
We can
not
cut
everyone,
that.
Not everyone is supposed to be winning.
We so. Should cut this if we want, but something you having to be in a wheelchair for the sport and just getting to spend some time in a wheelchair, all I can think of is like how much you can drink and then you in a wheelchair.
Yeah. yeah. You're going to have to put the cup holder on the left on the left side.
You don't have to worry about slipping and falling yeah. or anything. Oh my yeah. gosh. You're going to we'll have to come with you. We'll do a podcast from there for sure, but we'll just have to come with you.
I said I'd coach for you guys, so.
I'd have to get one of those chairs that you could kind of like recline in, and I'd never leave.
Just kick back.
Just like a lazy boy on wheels. That'd be great.
We'd have to keep hitting you to like sit up straight.
Yeah.
Wake up, Chris.
They do have chairs that recline. I'm pretty sure they do. They gotta have
yeah,
chairs
yeah.
that recline.
Because I'm sure you take that to the curling event, and then I can think of a few other events that you might just decide to take it to.
Yep. Steakhouse late
State
at
fair.
Night.
State fair.
Steakhouse late at night in a big city, with friends. In a private room in the back.
yeah, that sounds Steakhouse. Great. I can't wait.
Good food.
My only experience of being in a wheelchair was right after I got back surgery. They asked if I wanted to walk out or if I wanted to ride out. And I took the ride because the nurse was about 4 feet tall. And
oh
she could
God.
Barely see over my head. So she's pushing me down the hallway. And I did it more or less for the laughs than the actual need.
Yep.
I was a little doped up too, but...
That's always fun. Yeah. Did you spend any time in a chair outside of just being pushed out of the
nope.
hospital? Really?
Nope. Right on my feet.
Wow.
I probably should have been in a chair before.
You're half disabled curling season.
Yeah.
He was, what do you think, 3 feet shorter than normal? Because you just leaned
Not
the whole
time?
Not 3 feet.
I'd say a good 6-7 inches.
Don't do that.
I didn't even mean to.
Don't do that.
Remind me to tell you the joke that Jack told me. You can cut
tell
this out
joke.
Too, but you guys are going to like
tell
it.
Tell me the joke.
We're sitting at the table and it's just him and I at home, and he goes, "Hey mom, why is 6 scared?"
Oh
no, why is this. He goes, "Why is 6 scary?" And I said, "I don't know, Jack, why is 6 scary?" And he goes, "Cuz 7 8 10." And I said, "No, 7 8 9." And he goes, "6 7."
I absolutely butchered a joke last night at your house too.
Oh yeah.
So I feel the pain, Jack.
Yeah. No, he felt fine about it. Did you make it?
No, I missed by a mile. Yeah,
I
asked Chris if he had heard the story about the lady that only ate vegetables.
Uh-huh. No.
You've never heard of her before?
Ha, 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 ha,
But I
You went straight to her, yeah.
It.
You went straight
I just said
to
her before.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, God, I should
straight
leave.
To- yeah.
It was terrible.
But. It was good. I thought it was funny.
Oh, that's good.
So... Yeah. Back to the curling, though. We got a little
sorry.
Off.
So
no,
sorry.
That's fine. It's fun to talk to you two about both of this, because now you're curling with your spouse. You've curled with your spouse for a while.
How do you feel about it?
Whose idea was it to start curling, and how has it been on the ice and post-game?
I think I for sure want her to curl. She got involved with, what's, is it?
Curling for the Cure?
For the Cure, yes. The ladies only one.
Yes,
for the
sorry,
tatas.
Nolan.
Yes. Curling for the Tatas. She did it. I had a great time up here at the bar. And I was like, well, shit, how do I get involved? But at the same time, I was like, I can't walk on the ice. Like, I have to have those ice fishing things on my feet.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I don't think I'll be able to do this, but I would like to figure it out. I think what scared me was that this particular facility, you know, there's only carpet and, I don't know what you call it, the walkway out here.
On the, like the wood?
Yeah, it's not like a sidewalk. What do you call the little entryway?
It's not like
ice. Yes, it's not ice. It's a walkway that's not
boards.
Ice.
Yep. Oh, the end boards.
Yep, yep. End boards. So the other side of this facility does not have that. So I'm like, well, I could only do one end and then I'm done. But those little rubber gripper deals.
The grippers.
Yeah. Yep.
Those suckers freaking work. And those are game changers for me. I just wear one on each foot. So if it wasn't for those, there's no way I would ever be able to play this sport unless I was in a wheelchair.
Right.
So I was very skeptical. Anya did a couple events. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it took about a year, maybe a year and a half. And finally we were like, hey, let's do a team. And then we didn't know any extra curlers. You know, everyone was already on a team. So we just mixed match of, you know, friends who were available on Monday nights. Now we've got it pretty close to our teammates are doing decent for curling. Yeah, and I just get yelled at by my wife, and it's great.
That was
good. But I can yell at her back, so.
That's good. That's good, because you're on the team together.
Yeah.
I think it was it last year Dave Abrahamson was with you?
Yes.
And.
Super good.
Yeah, he's really great. Curler. And he's really fun to, I feel like he tries his best to curl with so many different curlers as often as he can. Yeah.
He lives here just about.
And it was the first time he curled with you guys, and we were on the ice next to you guys, and he slides down and he leans over and he goes, I don't know if she wants me to help or if they want advice or whatever. And I just kind of laughed, and then kind of I had to go do my job. And then he slid back down on the other end and he goes, no, Beth, do they want me to like help or what do they want? I was like, no, yeah, they do.
For us?
Yeah. He's like, I just don't know them very well. And I was like, no, yeah, they do. They'll take constructive criticism for sure.
Boy, him and Dave and I, we played hockey for the last few years.
Yeah,
I think that was his first year with Anya, and that was probably the
just a different energy, you know?
Yeah, she's intimidating. She, you know.
But she wants to learn. She can be intimidating, but she wants to learn.
She's competitive, but also doesn't want to waste time.
Yep.
And I mean, it's Monday at 9 o'clock, and we all have to work in the morning, so she's like, you know, figure it out.
Yep.
She's came a long way, though. Like, her delivery's gone very good.
Yeah, she's pretty fun to curl with. I'd like having her on my team. I wouldn't want to have her on the other team playing against me. Yeah.
No, she's very friendly. I feel like we're painting.
Really?
Yes, she's very friendly. She's very easy to compete with.
If we were, I suppose, if we were traveling for a Bonchbiel, she's definitely the one I'd want on my team, only because when it comes time to cut someone down, she can do it in a blink of an eye, which is cool to have. Otherwise, she'll be your best friend.
She's like the Dennis Rodman of curling. Like, you don't want to play against her, but you love playing with her.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That's funny. That's the second time I've heard someone referred to as the Dennis Rodman of a certain team, and I love that comparison. Yeah. But
I should call her up right now.
People hated playing against
her. I should call her up right now and be like, babe, you are now the Dennis Rodman of curling.
Yeah, she's going to have to change her hair.
See what she says. Yeah.
Get the rainbow fro going on.
She reminds me, there's another female curler here, Jessie Fossen, who can also talk shit with the best
good.
Of them.
Yeah.
And she's good.
Sure.
And, but also I would agree that sometimes like in a new environment, you're kind of like waiting to see what everybody thinks of both Anya and Jessie. And then you kind of have to be like, no, it's good. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Cause they're delightful and they're the best friends you could ever have once you get to know them a little bit.
I think Jessie is probably the better chirper. Actually,
yeah.
I don't know. They're both the same, but
Jesse's more confident on the ice, probably specifically. But I think Anya can trip with the best of them.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Jesse's very good. We actually played them last week. I was like, "Who invited you? Why are you here?" She put every stone right where it should have been. I'm like, "Fuck."
Yep. And then I'm she'll like, talk shit while she's doing it.
Yeah.
And she'll talk shit to her teammates also.
Oh yeah. She doesn't hold back.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Yeah, doesn't matter how disabled you are, she's gonna get you right where it counts.
But Anya also, she'll get you, and she's used to hockey chirping, and she's good.
Yeah,
it's fun. They're fun. It makes for a fun night of curling when either of them are on the ice. You can just hear.
So I imagine both of them, and then having Ben somewhere around in the mix.
Ben is almost more distracting because he is a little soft spoken.
Well, but he doesn't stop talking.
He never stops.
Wait, Ben Johnson or Ben?
Yeah, Ben Johnson.
Wheelchair Ben.
Yeah, wheelchair Ben.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Ben Kramer doesn't talk that much shit. He mostly talks about himself.
Yeah, we curled Ben Johnson on Monday, and it was constant.
Yeah, and he'll Beth.
Yeah, he's Beth. Like, fuck you.
Sounds like my son trying to get my attention.
That is funny. No, that is, that is a good,
And then imagine them
detailed.
On, any of them on the ice, and then also Eric Hazy or Corwin.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can't hear anything else that's happening. So it makes for a fun Monday
super
night.
Super fun.
That's why some insulation would be nice out there. I think it'd cut down on
some
the echo.
Audio panels.
Yeah. Some egg curtains on the wall.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. Well, what else? Any other fun stories you have from your hockey career? Like going on? You said
we got
14?
A bunch. Actually, you know what? Now that we're talking, we had a tournament in Leduc. Is it Leduc? What's up by Edmonton?
Alberta? Yeah.
Yep. Just outside of Edmonton, super out of the way. We had a hockey tournament up there, and the facility that we were at had a curling rink right across the hallway from the ice, like hockey sheets.
As do most
Canadian it's, you know,
venues.
We're playing on the rink, and then right across the hallway there was five or six sheets of curling lanes. And so this had to have been 2012. 2013, we have this guy. He's big on TikTok or whatever the social media thing is. He's got a presence there, but he has no legs. He's just, I mean, his wingspan is 6'8" or 9". No legs, so it's a pair of hips and a wiener just hanging out. And somehow we all, the whole team made a bet that, you know, whoever... He would sit on a stone, and he had a stone on each hand. Whoever could send him down to the house won, you know, $100 or whatever it was at the time. I was the closest, and we got it on film, and then our manager saw it and was like, no, like, we're going to get all kinds of shit. We're going to catch all kinds of flack for it because it's now bullying and, you know, treating disabled people, you know, unfair and whatever else. But it was, we would be right here at the hack. He's sitting on one. He's got one on each hand, and we just launch his ass all the way down. Yeah, and it was, we just did it over and over again, and that was probably my first experience with curling.
With curling ice.
But it wasn't. It was just us. There was no one else on the ice.
Right.
You know, people would kind of frown upon it, but it was fun, and it was freaking hilarious.
I mean, a little more wholesome version of that is when we have our kids sit on the rocks and throw them down the ice, and you just see Leia just spinning her whole way down on the ice when you throw her out there.
So it was three, and so a lot of times he would only make it halfway. I got him the closest. They didn't pay me. It was bullshit.
Well, what the heck?
Yep. But he would start spinning.
And then
he'd go off. I mean, you talk about a curl. Like, he'd go 10 feet over in the other lane. It was, I kind of forgot about that. That was in between our practices. You know, I think it was like Canada, Russia, Korea, probably. Like, it was a tournament out in the middle of nowhere. And if video got deleted, which I'm
upset. I was going to say, I'm like, man, because I would like to see it.
Yeah, we were excited for it. And then our manager was like, nope, like, this is a big no-go. So I think now that the team is involved or evolved into what it is now, you know, it's been 10 years and all this shit is, for everything that's going on in the world, that'd be the least of their worries.
Least of the worries, yeah.
Yeah. I wish we would have kept it. It was cool.
They do that close to where I grew up. They'll do chair curling.
After
your end bond spiel, you sit in a chair like that. They put sliders under the legs.
Really?
Throw people down the ice.
Oh my god.
We should do it here.
We
were going to do it last year after shirt sleeve. Yeah.
Do like a 50-50 thing.
I was thinking for Winterfest this year, maybe we have a draw to one of the prizes. So we put one of the prizes out there and then you have to draw to hit it. Like if it's a meat package or something. Because I saw they did draw to the turkey at a club for Thanksgiving.
The turkey draw. They throw the turkey down the ice.
Well, this one was, I mean, I think they threw the turkey down the ice and then you had to draw the person who hit closest to it. And it wasn't in the house. It was just on a random place.
Just somewhere. Yeah.
Yep.
A draw to the button for a prize would be cool. Yeah, that's always fun. You get a lot of people out there for that.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'd be really fun to do. Yeah.
That would be cool. No sweepers?
No sweepers, just a draw
to the button.
I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think so too.
So something like that, would it be someone lands on the button, then you move the stone and someone else goes? Or is it...
The way that I guess I had thought about doing it was designating a ref. So like when we did the last end of our game on Monday, we did a draw to the button and Grant missed. So then I made him ref. So because there were some people that were close and was like, well, you're in charge. So if it's going to hit that rock, you need to move it or whatever. And
yeah,
he did that. So I think you just designate somebody
for something like that. You'd probably measure it and then pull it off.
Yeah. Just to get
and
a measurement.
Closer, yeah.
I think it'd be
depends on
cool.
how big the prize is or how close the stones are. But
and it'd be draw. Yeah. So if you move the stone, it's not like someone's going to take you out. It's just everyone gets their chance at drawing to the button. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
Yep.
I think it'd be way cool.
That's how they decide who gets hammer.
Yeah.
In like professional curling is a draw.
Everybody
the
draws, yeah.
Yep.
I haven't drawn successfully yet this year, so we'll have to see.
I did not know that.
I don't know if I want to go against Chris on a draw to the button though. I did it one time.
We crushed you.
Yeah, you beat us.
That actually might have been my first curling match or game or what?
It was last year or 2 years
ago. No, that was our first year and that was our first ever actual.
That was on Monday.
Oh yeah, I was curling with the Minot Automotive guys.
Probably. I don't remember who it was, but I do remember, I think that was our first ever time as a team and I didn't know what I was doing and
crushed
it. I don't know how, yeah.
Put it right on the head.
Yeah. Super cool. I forgot about that.
That's awesome.
That is cool. Man. Well, now I feel like I could not do that now.
You're overthinking it.
Now
yeah.
I'm thinking about too much shit and I'm just messing everything up.
No, I remember that. I hit the forefoot. I was like, yeah, cool. Great shot.
Guy right just
the
covers
the bin. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We don't have any ads in the button. It'd be something we could start selling. We can get a...
Joanne Fabrics.
Our faces.
Hobby Lobby.
No, your and my faces.
Oh.
In the button.
I thought that would be funny, like having the button in an actual
That's true.
Button.
Joanne Fabrics. Closed.
I know. I feel like Hobby Lobby's not far behind.
Fair.
No, Hobby Lobby's good. The line, it is Christmas, but.
Oh, but
every
like,
time I go
but
on
the,
there,
the reason the lines
busy.
Are bad is because they have a terrible inventory system.
Oh, I don't know.
I could go on for hours about this. We're not going to get into it.
About Hobby Lobby?
About how bad their checkout system is.
Well, if they had employees that were under the age of 97.
That too, but they don't have scanners. Help. They don't have any scanners.
Again, I feel like that's an age thing. They don't know the technology.
For every price, they have to go in and they have to type in the price, look up if it has a discount, and then enter the discount.
Oh, yeah. I just bought a clock. It was 50% off.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, did it. Yeah, it took a minute.
Yeah, it takes a little bit.
So only go to 6 o'clock then? Or?
What's that?
Only goes to 6?
5 o'clock. I bought a clock.
That was 50% off.
Oh, hey. How about that?
You buy half a clock, you bought the whole clock.
Yeah.
Did your head hurt from that eye roll?
Yeah,
well, I don't put batteries in my clock. They just stay at 5 o'clock.
One time my aunt caught my little brother rolling his eyes and she goes, you can look at your own ass if you roll your eyes any harder. And she came out with that, I think, on the spot. It was so funny. Okay, sorry to get back to
curling.
Yeah,
Hobby Lobby.
For your season then this year, you guys feel like you guys are maybe in a different kind of groove? Any goals for the season?
Who's all on your team?
For curling?
Yeah.
Let's give
it's myself.
Shout out.
Myself, Anya, which is my wife, Anya Douglas. We have
Nate. Catch her on the bar, shaking
Nate
that ass.
Oh, yeah, she'll be. I kind of push her to get on the bar more often.
yeah, Nate's back.
Yep. Nate.
Good.
Nate Neisner, and we have Josh Nelson and Victoria, soon to be Nelson, as our backup.
Oh, fun.
Or sub. Yep.
I didn't realize they were on your team.
Yep. But
have they curled with you yet this year?
Victoria's been out there.
Victoria curled once. Josh curled once. And they're both way better curlers than us. So it's pretty cool to have them on our team.
Victoria
Nate's
doesn't
really
have her
good.
Own curling shoes yet still.
I know, right?
Insane.
Well, it's with my hockey schedule, I potentially won't be here for the rest of the season.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, Anya travels quite a bit for work. Nate travels. I mean, everyone works with Hess.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, the entire team works for Hess, so they're constantly gone.
Oh, lucky them.
I feel like we have to find...
The artist formerly known as Hess.
Subs. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be Hess forever.
Some people kept jobs, some people didn't. You know how it goes? Yeah.
It's still Hess.
That's okay. I feel like the club, what the club does well is if your team really needs subs for things like travel or sickness or whatever, the club's kind of
willing to help.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'll really try to. I think this is one of the sports where I find the most people are willing to sub for people.
Oh yeah. I think the club helps that. It's just a fun place to be.
It's a fun place to be, but I think about Tim Hoff comes down here on Mondays a lot and he has no reason to be here, but he'll come to sub and help. And there's a lot of people like that.
Well, what's cool is that out of all the different sports and, different organizations that I'm involved with, the curling club right here in Minot is the least amount of drama.
That's like, true.
Everyone hangs out. Everyone has a good time. I mean, there might be a little bit of drama sometimes, but...
Join the board.
Oh, but for...
Even that's pretty minimal for chill, board. Yeah.
Everyone, anytime we hang out up here, everyone is having a good time. You know, I don't know how often fights break out, but it's...
It's been a bit...
Everyone, like, the kids can run around. It's honestly more of like a family. So, yeah, if we ever need help, especially with curling, there's always someone who's willing to jump on the team.
Oh, yeah.
So it's super cool. And it's probably one of those things that we don't talk about that often, but it might be one of the most important that there is no drama and it is a super friendly family, vibe.
Yeah, there might be minor annoyances, but it doesn't feel like there's any drama.
There is, but yeah, nothing crazy. I mean, it's a social sport, right? Like, it's a lot.
Well, you go to...
And obviously, golf clubs have their drama, but...
You go to golf, you go to a hockey rink, I mean, it's nothing but freaking drama.
Yeah.
Other sports or activities, there's always a ton of drama. But I haven't found any here, except for wheelchair Ben busting my balls for, whatever...
I think there's something to be said about the nature of the sport being four people having to play pretty equally and how many people play on multiple nights. Like, we all need to be here to make the club work, right? Yep. And if without it, that wouldn't happen.
Yep.
And I don't think it would be tolerated. I think if there's a bunch of drama, I don't think... I think that's too, like, to you and to Clay and Wes and... I mean, everybody donates so much of their time and Kit and Britt when she was here. And why would you give anybody flack for any of that when you know it's all volunteer?
It's all volunteer. Nobody's getting paid.
Like, you're gonna say
no,
we still pay our dues. That's the thing.
But no one's trying to get playing time. Nobody can cheat, and that's what's different about like golf, or there's one single winner in a golf tournament, right? But and then when you're on a hockey team, there's playing time and all of that business. And curling's sort of an equalizer of a sport, I think.
So how many other curling clubs work the same way this does? Are most curling clubs kind of volunteer, or they're sharing a space with an ice rink or whatever it is? But
yeah, quite a few. There's standalone clubs, obviously. Are you talking just like in the state or just in general?
No, just anywhere. Yeah, like if I were to go to a different curling club, let's say, where are we?
If you were to go to Bismarck,
is that Carlisle?
Oh, sure.
That's Canada, right?
It'd be just north probably of here? Volunteer-based.
Yeah, it's a kind of a standalone thing.
Just like it is here. Yep.
I could potentially fit in with that group.
Oh, yeah, 100% you would.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to a curling club, you're going to fit in anywhere. There's different ways that they're ran. Like, Grand Forks has a paid manager.
Fargo, I think, too.
Fargo does, too. Like, the bigger
Fargo's
clubs.
Not connected to hockey ice either.
No, they have a standalone club.
But Bismarck and Crosby are connected to their hockey. Not connected, but in the same, under the same roof as their...
Bigger facility than this, or...
Yeah.
Bismarck's is bigger, but they have one more sheet than us?
No, I think they only have four.
Yeah.
But it's just brand a little bit different, but it's kind of the same, like...
Volunteer board.
Yeah,
they have to work with the park district more, but...
A lot of, like, the small communities are... ran just like mine, like where I grew up, it was just me, my dad, my uncle, and then some of the other local guys around that
did ice
make
and
the
stuff.
Ice.
Fortuna's a steel building, like spray foam insulation.
Yeah.
Like it's
they
just
got a new roof.
Did they?
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, Fortuna's tiny and
just a little two sheet club. They should have their ice in soon.
Fun. It's just fun going to the different clubs too. Yeah. I think you've done a bunch more traveling the last couple of years. Local clubs. Yeah. I've been to Fortuna. I'm going to do one in Fargo this year, but Clay and I are talking, we want to travel more. We'd still like to get it. Clay goes to Duluth usually for one. I'd like to go for some more.
We're going to Brandon this year.
Not me, them.
Yeah. Where was it? Is that the Briar one? Where was the Briar?
That was in Regina when we went. Oh. Briar's in Newfoundland this year, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, Newfoundland.
It's in Saskatoon next year. You want to go?
Let's go.
Yeah, I like Saskatoon. That's a fun town.
That's fun.
Yeah, it depends on... Oh, shit, I'll be done with hockey, so yeah.
I can probably do whatever time in the world.
Yeah. Hashtag retired.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did anybody win the lottery?
No.
Nobody's won yet?
Well, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. Oh, okay. That's all I was answering for. I forgot
to buy a ticket last time, so.
I had to start playing. You know what? You know, not to get off topic, but when I was younger, when I turned 18, living out of Florida, I'd play the lotto all the freaking time. And I'd go in there and I'd just, you know, I'd mark off my own numbers, whatever. There was several times that I had 3 and 4 numbers, like often. But I thought you had to have all 5 or 6 or whatever it is. Five plus the Powerball. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yep. Yep. I didn't realize that until I finally gave up. I'm like, this is dumb. You know, why am I doing this? And then 10 years later, someone tells me like, yeah, you could win some money with 3 numbers, 4. I'm like, what? I'm like, I had that all the fucking time. What are you talking about? I can't believe it. That's why I don't gamble. Like, Anya is a big gambler. I don't like doing it because, you know, I haven't figured out, you know, whether it's luck or strategy or, you know, just having a good time. I don't know what it is, but nope. I should start playing the lotto.
I mean, if nobody won, it's going to be like almost $2 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah.
Which, when I do quit school, play
the lotto.
I just keep thinking of like, okay, and so when I win the lottery, here's all the things I'll do.
I'm going to build a curling club. It's going to be the Nolan Axton Memorial.
While you're still alive.
Yeah. People will think I'm a ghost.
I love it. Yeah, well, and you'll be able to afford a whole new white wardrobe if you wanted to just wear white all the time as a ghost.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go to New Zealand and hunt.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You could do that without the lottery.
Yeah.
But it'd be a lot easier to do it.
Fair. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Does every curling club have a bar, I guess?
Most curling clubs have some sort of bar.
Some type of bar.
We have a really good club room up here. Like, we're pretty lucky with what we got for a club room. We're talking about drama. The only time that you're ever going to get any sort of flack from anybody is if you get caught using the ladies' bathroom by Monica.
Oh, well, I use
and
it all
honestly,
the time.
That's fair. If you make a mess in there,
I use it all the time, but I do clean up whether it was me or not. I clean it up before I leave. I have a habit of cleaning up, but I do use the ladies' room. It seems like the guys' one is always full.
It is busy in there.
Yeah.
Is
that bad?
I don't know. I don't have a strong feeling about it. No. Honestly, I usually, because that one's also full, I'll just run downstairs and use the restroom if I really need to go.
Yeah, that too.
And that one's cold and gross, but I just don't have a strong feeling about bathrooms that aren't mine. My personal bathroom at home. So
yep.
I also, though, think that we're probably going to find a need to invest in some cots or...
Up here?
Yeah, air mattresses or something. The last couple of Bonspiels last year, it felt like we were maybe lacking.
Chateau... Day duck.
Yeah. Because we had parked our camper outside, and so we had a full camper.
Sure did. God, it was noisy in there.
Yeah, there was a lot of snoring happening.
You parked your camper here?
Yeah, we parked our camper across the street for the shirt sleeve.
Because
plug in. So you don't have water, but you can plug in.
Wow.
Let me tell you, it was so hot in there the first night. I slept in one of the bunks and I pressed myself up against the window.
There was a window you could open.
But then everyone else would have got cold.
No, you would have stopped all the... Probably. We would have soaked it all up. But then, the second night we turned on the fan because I was laying down and, I mean, there were 3 of us in the bed. Somebody on the dinette set and then the bunks were full. And honestly, we still could have fit an air mattress on the ground if we needed to. But the snoring so quickly got out of hand that I got up and turned on the air. Like, just the fan.
Yeah.
It's like, constant I can't. Fan. And the truth is, like, there's a lot of, like, normal snoring. And then Nolan puts on a whole ass show. This is, like, a different thing.
I'm like an orchestra.
Oh. Yeah.
So it helped. It didn't solve the problem, but it helped. But actually, Nolan stayed 2 nights in the camper. And the first morning, I scared the crap out of me.
I was in the bunk, so it's single bunks. Like, you know, the bunks in the camper.
Yep.
I'm not a small guy. Yeah.
For the kids.
So I got in there, and I'm giving myself a pep talk in the morning because I'm not feeling well. So I'm sitting there talking to myself. I don't know how long I talked to myself.
Not very long. Not very long.
All right, here we go. And all I hear is, should we get McDonald's? And I'm like, you're still here?
I was so scared. Well, I didn't. I played late because we played well.
Yeah. And then the bunks gave birth. No one had crawled with. Oh, yeah.
So what? How many other campers were here?
Just ours.
Oh, my. I didn't even think of that. Like, bring a ice castle and just kind of park it out for...
Yeah, I think Cameron, we tried to talk Cameron into it last year. We'll see if he's into it this year.
I'm trying to tell my brother to bring his down.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't have water, but the club's open.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're not going to shower, but then we went home to shower anyway. So if your brother comes down, he can also shower at your house or our house. Yeah.
People live in town.
I can't believe
not
that.
A big deal.
Yeah, I suppose we live fairly close to here, so it's...
That's true, but the Curling Club bar never closes, and then it gets to be a certain time of night, and you can't get a lift.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of times that I've marital disputes because we're stuck here.
We should see if, like, Capital RV will sponsor the shirts, leave and just bring down.
No, because we'll ruin them. What a terrible idea.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't a bad idea.
No, it wasn't a bad idea
maybe
in theory.
Maybe they could bring some of the inexpensive ones.
Here, shut it down real fast.
Do they have inexpensive ones?
It wasn't a bad
ones?
Idea in theory. It was a bad idea when it came to practice.
Yeah, that's fair.
But no, if you have a camper and you want to come down for shirt sleeve, I really do feel like that's like the...
That's so cool.
The cheat code.
I would never thought of that.
Yeah. And then we were talking about doing it for Winterfest this year, but I have to get on an airplane the night after. So... Just to close out, because I do have to go, so I'm going to have to help you. It's 3:30.
Yeah, we're like an hour.
I was going to say, one thing I want to talk about since it's Boxing Day is what would you get a curler for Christmas?
What would I get a curler for Christmas?
Yeah, if we can maybe come up with some gift ideas for curlers. If anybody's listening to this and thinking about next year, or maybe they forgot to get a present and still have some time.
So if they don't have shoes, obviously shoes is a good one.
But great one.
Shoes are very spendy. So, like, little trinkets, broom
Even
heads.
Little trinkets, but things.
Are
shoes
there actual
are...
shoes that, like, it's not shoes that you buy and then you rig up on your own.
No.
You could actually buy curling shoes.
Oh, yeah. And what? Yeah. That's what I wear. They look like orthopedic shoes, but what are they? 200? Less than 200. Not the ones that I have.
Oh, yeah. Wait, nowadays. They're...
So you can get them at different price points.
So you get both shoes, but only one has...
One has a slider, one has a gripper.
Okay.
And it comes with a gripper to cover your slider, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that sounds pretty good right there.
If you really love your curler. And I got mine for Christmas. Maybe I also got a broom. Yep.
Broom's a good gift. I said broom heads, like broom pads.
Yeah.
With the new brooms and how changeable they are and how fast they get worn out. Great one.
Yep. Broom fabric.
Pants, curling pants.
Yeah, that's what Nolan got me for Christmas, was new curling pants.
I'm still waiting on those.
Know
I should check to see if
they're apparel. Wow. Well, that's cool. I didn't know there was apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Is hand warmers? I know Anya likes hand warmers.
Hand warmers. And, things like that. Like
I think electric clothing is getting to be more popular, too.
Yeah.
I picked up some electric socks for my kids to wrap for me because my toes always get cold. But electric vests, electric gloves, and things like that.
So for curling, do you guys worry about melting the ice if someone has those feet warmers or electric socks? Like, is that a thing?
Not in my curling shoes, it shouldn't, because they have a big enough rubber base. Enough.
But it's funny that we talk about you bring that up, because my feet will warm up so much that I leave little gripper marks in the ice. But just don't stand in the same spot too long.
Yeah. Always keep
Because moving. Also, he couldn't move last year, so that's also why he was leaving.
Oh, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. He was just trying to stay in one place as often as he could.
Makes sense.
Gloves, but then the rubber grip gloves. So I feel like that's a cheat, is snowboarding gloves or snowboarding mittens actually make really good curling gloves because they grip the broom really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else that you would recommend?
Stopwatch?
Yeah, I'm supposed to learn
how to use
that. Is that
what I'm supposed
to...
Okay, that's what you were asking.
Out, I don't know how to use a stopwatch. I see everyone
use it. So
that's
funny because...
I did bring a stopwatch once. I'm like, well, I don't know what I'm doing, so why did I even have this?
So Clay was kind of talking about that because Clay's always been against stopwatches, and I have never really dug into it with him about why, but... Then we're on our way to Bismarck for Christmas, and he goes, you should have Nolan teach you how to, like, use a watch, and then you can do the timing, and I won't have to learn. So I texted Nolan. I said, Clay says you should teach me how to use a watch. And Nolan said, to tell time? And I said, yes, he's embarrassed.
5 o'clock.
We never clarified.
5 o'clock.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he'd like me to start timing
he
also.
He should also learn how to use a watch.
Well, I agree, but I'm not influential in his life.
What's a watch for? Is it just between hog lines?
There's a bunch of different ways. You can do, like, start to stop, you can do between the hog lines, you can do hack to hog.
Dave Abrahamson's very good at timing.
He does hack to hog.
Hack to hog, but
which
then
is good for a sweeper.
He'll time hog to hog too, then, yeah. Just to see if the ice is heating up or.
Yeah, when I skip, I do hog to hog, so I can kind of judge how the ice is changing.
Yeah, the only thing I'd.
Some people do T-line to stop.
Yeah, I've tried the watch once. I'm like, this is so f***ing dumb. What am I doing?
You don't know what it means.
But
yeah.
I watch how fast Anya and Nate are walking.
Yeah.
How quickly they're walking towards me. Then I'm like, oh, okay, this is, you know.
That's
if it looks like they're trying to keep up, then it's obviously way too fast.
That's been the interesting thing, too, because Clay doesn't usually sweep as much as he does on our Monday team right now.
Well, he doesn't listen to me.
He won't listen to
you.
No,
I know.
He refuses to listen to you. Also, he has no idea if it's faster. If it's up or down, like, and I sweep a lot, and I have the last couple of years, so walking with the rock, I can usually be like, it's up or it's down, and figure it out. And I'm getting better every year, but he has no clue, and then he won't listen to you at all.
I know.
He won't.
It's been 8 years of that.
Anytime I don't listen, it's literally because I can't hear. It has nothing to do with what I think. It's Dave was yelling something, and I thought he was yelling something else. I don't know.
I used to say whoa and go. Which does not work out there.
No.
Anya made it very clear that I can't say certain words because it sounds too similar.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what you're f***ing saying.
And I'm getting better at, like, curl or line. I am getting better at that. But for a long time, you'd yell for the curl or for the line. And I would be like, I don't know what he means. So both of us just keep sweeping. But I'm figuring that out. But
yeah. We figured that out this year. Anya, Nate, or on either side of the stone.
So you could just say their
name. Yell, yeah.
That's what
they haven't quite figured out. Anya's got it figured out. Nate's learning. But yeah, it's like if I say, I can't say yep, because I always said yep or nope. But from what they hear, it sounds the same. So then I have to, you know, actually physically say, don't do anything.
Please stop. Please stop.
Don't you dare touch that. So.
Yeah.
So. No one will say off and Clay will just not listen. He'll just keep sweeping.
And then I get louder and louder and louder.
And meanwhile, I'm 6 feet behind the rock because I want to be very clear that I'm not still sweeping the rock.
It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
super
funny.
Fun.
Learning.
Super fun.
Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for this is my first podcast. This is cool. I feel like we could sit and bullshit for a very long time, but everyone's got shit to do and thanks for having me.
Yeah. How many stars? First time, how many stars? 5?
10. Is
10.
That a thing?
10?
Wow.
10 stars? Can
doubled
you do 10
the stars,
stars?
50% on.
I'm not an online guy, so I don't... 10 stars, sure.
Great. That sounds good.
Yep.
Well, to all our viewers, subscribe.
10 stars.
Yes, please subscribe. If you have a question or comment for the podcast, please contact Scott Dilley.
Or fax.
And if you could just let him know what you think, he'll let us know.
We don't have a fax number yet, but we'll get one.
Sure. I asked Scott. I bet he'll know it first.
867-5309.
That's actually a number in this state. So,
Is it
867? There's 857.
Oh, there's an 867. It's
hell
some
yeah.
bar in a small town. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for joining us. It was fun to talk to you about the adaptive side of both hockey and curling and what you like about the game.
We can't wait to watch your journey either. I feel like we'll be right along with you. And
I can't wait to just sit around and not do a f***ing thing. I'm so excited for not doing anything.
For like when you're done
to retire.
I just want to sit on the porch, have a beer. I want to sit here. I could do more podcasts. I could sit here and have a beer. I don't want to bust my ass all day every day trying, you know, to make it at a high level sport. I want to be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy my time with friends and family and everything else.
Yeah.
And I've missed out on that for the last 15 years. So I'm super ready for it, and I think curling is my opportunity to make that happen.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So you guys will be there with me.
Yeah,
so
we will
sit
be.
Back,
we're not going to be far.
You're going to have to get us media passes, and then we'll just be back there cracking beers, watching you.
Yeah.
Excited you faces
be
in the background.
Bringing them down. You know what? Can they drink during the Olympics for curling?
No.
Oh.
I remember in 2010. Sorry.
Don't
we're
even.
Trying to wrap up.
But sorry.
In 2010, Team Canada actually got in trouble for suspicious liquids in their water bottles in Vancouver.
Oh, well, now I don't want to do it for the Olympics.
Are they drinking beer? Is that Gushu?
No, that was Martin.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Kevin Martin and Johnny Morris and Mark Kennedy and Big Benny Heaps.
Oh, because they smelled it or smelled
it? No, it was like, smelt? What smelt. It looked like smelt. Was Ryan Coke. It was my guess.
Do you think, was it? Did they
say? I don't know, they never did say. But that was also the same year John Montgomery won the skeleton and then walked down Olympic Avenue with two pitchers of beer.
That's Vancouver.
That's way.
It was Vancouver, yeah.
It's Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
It's the Olympics.
That was 2010. It was in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was in Canada.
I was still in high school.
Wasn't it in Canada and when I was in third grade, too?
It was in Montreal.
Yeah, that must have been it.
Well, that was
a long time. I don't know if you were alive for that.
Yeah, that was
when was it?
70s. Yeah.
Okay, no. Then when was it?
2010.
What a dumb thing for me to go into.
Vancouver.
But in my third grade year, my teacher took a very long break and went to the Olympics. And I thought it was because it was in Canada.
What year were you in third grade?
03, 02, I suppose.
Well, it wouldn't be an odd year. 2002 Olympics, that sounds like Summer Olympics.
Yeah, well, one of the years around there would have been an odd.
So 02 was...
02 was Salt Lake City.
It was probably Salt Lake City she went to,
eh? Oh, yeah, 02 was Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. I should know that because our team...
Mrs. Fenster, she went to the Olympics and she missed a bunch of school. So we had Mr. Scogan for our sub. What a world. Thanks for listening, guys.
That? Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for having me. This was a great time. Can't wait to do it again.
Yeah. We'll be back with another episode sooner or later. We were a little behind with holiday season, but
we'll get more regular.
Glad you guys stuck in there. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Any closing words, Beth?
Cheers.
All right. Take her easy.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and good night.
Merry World Juniors.
Yes.